calls, and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
This would constitute the and more today.
Yeah.
Wicket's World brought to you by S&C Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with final coat, online at scautomotive.com.
The biggest story in the world maybe yesterday, O.J. Simpson died. 76 years old, lost his battle with prostate cancer. And, I mean, I think you played that little bit from Jimmy Fallon. Like, what do you say about O.J. Simpson at his eulogy? I mean, you're talking about a man who just lost his battle with cancer. And if you know anybody who has cancer, you know cancer absolutely sucks.
Well, I think that is the one thing. You know, a lot of people are like, I don't have anything nice to say about him.
How but can you?
Every person with cancer or with someone close to them who has cancer sees a person who died with cancer.
Yep.
So it's like, it got another person. It doesn't matter who that person was. So that's the one thing that kind of just grabs you. And I know that a lot of people are dealing with that in their life right now. And that's the thing that just kind of shines bright, more so than we lost this person that a bunch of people didn't like.
Yeah, I mean, he started out as, you know, this incredible running back at USC in Southern California, and then Buffalo. He goes to the Bills, and he has one of the great careers in the history of the National Football League. And then he becomes Norberg on the Naked Gun movies. And he's a sideline reporter for NBC. And it's OJ. And everybody loved OJ. And then all of a sudden, the Bronco chase happened. And you're like, what? And then the trial happened. And you're like, what? And then he was found to be innocent, acquitted. And you're like, what? And it's just the up and down and the whole thing of O.J. Simpson is amazing. And it, you know, kids are never, ever going to believe, Heather, that when we were in school, your teacher probably, if you're of our generation, no matter what, if you're maybe not elementary, but middle and high school, the teacher wheeled the TV in on a cart so you could watch the murder trial verdict of one of the great American, honestly, icons, right? Like, the dude was everything, and then he killed two people, and it was just like, what are we talking about? And so many characters were brought into this, of course, Judge Ito and Marcia Clark and the late Johnny Cochran and everybody in there. And then we learned who Kato Kaelin was. Remember,
Kim Kardashian would not have a career.
You're right about that. Her dad was one of OJ's lawyers. And Kato, we had never heard of Kato Kaelin before. He was an actor, and he lived at the house, and he was a key, you know, part of all of this. And you know, Kato sort of stayed in the news. He did like Celebrity Boot Camp or something along those lines. And actually yesterday, Kato Kaelin released a statement on social media.
I've been asked to comment on the death of O.J. Simpson. Foremost, I'd like to express my condolences to the children, to Sydney and to Justin, to Jason and Arnell. They lost their father, and that is never easy. I wish to express my love and compassion to the Goldmans, to Fred and to Kim. I hope you find closure. And finally, to the family of the beautiful Nicole Brown Simpson. May we always cherish her memories. Nicole was a beacon of light that burned bright. May we never forget her.
If you ever get to watch two different TV shows, the documentary about OJ called OJ Made in America, it's five parts. 30 for 30 did it. ESPN did it about 5 years ago or something along those lines. It's unbelievable. I think it's on Netflix now. If not, you can probably find it somewhere on the internet. It's called OJ Made in America, and it goes from the beginning to the end. It's fantastic. And then The People versus OJ Simpson, which featured a bunch of actors in the movie. Sterling K. Brown is in the series. It's like 9 or 10 different episodes or something along those lines, detailing the trial of the century. I mean, you think about media in 1994 when this was going on versus media now. When Judge Ito said, we're going to have cameras in the courtroom for this, mind-blowing. That didn't happen. Court TV, my mom was addicted to it. I was coming home. My mom was watching the trial every single day.
You talk about telling kids what this was like. Sit a kid down and try to explain to them that people had chalk, and they would sit there and do chalk drawings of people and do little courthouse pen and ink drawings of a moment in time.
Mm-hmm. And now
they wouldn't believe that. That's incredible.
I mean, everybody knows if the judge, you know, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. And they found him not guilty of the actual murder. There was a civil trial a little bit later. And then OJ actually went on to do more crime. He actually did time for stealing back his memorabilia and threatening to kill more people. That video, if you've never seen that audio and video, I need to heavily edit that before we can play it. So, like, all of it's so weird because OJ was this American icon, and then here we are the day after his passing. Nobody has anything good to say about him, right? Like, what do you say if you're writing the eulogy about OJ Simpson? I mean, he became this villainous character that fell hard from grace, like more than anybody else. I mean, I if you haven't heard this piece of audio, somebody one time at a TV station thought it would be a really good idea to have OJ on. Remember, this is when he was searching for the killer, like If I Did It, and he's going to look for Nicole's killer. Somebody decided to let OJ take live calls from people that were dialing up all across America.
Guys, let's go to Kevin, I believe, in New Jersey. Kevin, what's your question for OJ?
Hi, good show, dude. My kid Chris was wondering, do you think it was a bigger feat to break 2,000 yards in one season or slice two necks in one night?
I'm having a little trouble, Kevin, hearing you.
All right, Alex is listening to us in Ohio. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how you doing? Juice, can you hear me, Juice?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Remember when you played for the 49ers?
Yeah.
Yeah, did you kill Bill Walsh?
What producer? First off, who screened those? And then what producer thought it would be a good idea in the first place? And I love OJ's first reaction. Oh, can't hear you. Is it weird to make fun of OJ the day after he died? Is it weird? Knowing what a villain, what a horrible person he was at the end, but he just passed of cancer and has four kids left behind? Like, it's such a weird feeling today. And it was a weird feeling when I saw the word. I think you and I were meeting with Andy Hall yesterday, and I showed up the phone. I'm like, OJ died. Like, it's such a weird, like, I don't know, is it the closure of an era?
And that's the thing, too. It's such a large era.
It is, from the 60s. He went to college in 1966 at USC.
Yeah, I mean.
And it's 2024.
It's a moment in time. I mean, his life. And I'm not searching for good things to say about him.
No, you can say whatever you want.
But it's incredible, and this is on the positive side. I mean, never was there a person who had so many, I think, epic, newsworthy, polarizing moments in their life. I mean, you talk about people who did great things. We remember them for doing great things. I mean, today is essentially the opposite feeling we had when we lost Betty White. You know, nobody had one negative thing to say about.
Yeah.
And, you know, we all collectively miss Betty White, for example. But
nobody misses OJ. Is that what you're saying?
But what I'm saying, well, they're his family,
maybe
his family,
yeah,
and all of that. But it's just really interesting to me because this person captured America with his football.
Yeah.
Then
Heisman Trophy winner, first guy to do 2,000 yards. I mean, you can argue he's the greatest running back ever. That's an actual argument you could make.
Then he captured America in real time in a chase scenario. Then he captured America with the trial.
And before that, he was an actor. Remember the Hertz ads of him jumping over the cars at the airport trying to get his Hertz rental car? Like, he took that football fame and had a celebrity life.
Captured America as,
yes,
a celebrity.
Yes.
Then it was one of those things where he became one of those people that you'd be hanging out with your buddies at midnight, 1 a.m., mm-hmm. 3 a.m. Is O.J. Simpson still alive? Then you Google, because you don't remember if he's even still alive.
I don't,
you
know.
Somebody's like, is, you know, then you're, oh, yeah, he is, you know. So it's just interesting to have had such a massive patchwork of things that you are famous for and infamous for in one lifetime. And 76, I mean, that's an average kind of lifetime for an American male human. I mean, it's not short, it's not long. I mean, I think...
You think I'm going to get to 76?
No, you're not.
Okay.
But... when you say, like, what do you say about him? I mean, it's not positive, it's not negative, but it's remarkable. It was a remarkable life.
Like, our era will everybody remembers, I think, OJ for different things.
Right.
You know, like, my dad watched him play in the NFL. I watched him in the Naked Gun movies and then the trial. And then young people, maybe you don't know anything about OJ. It's so weird. And to think about how hard he fell. Like, OJ was an icon. That smile. He was hilarious. He was on the sidelines. He was in studios for football. And then to fall this hard. Like, has anybody fallen as hard as OJ Simpson from grace?
Bill Cosby, maybe?
It's not a bad answer. Now, he didn't kill anyone, but he did some really, really bad stuff, and he was America's dad.
Right.
Can you name a celebrity who fell harder or as hard, who had a really, really hard fall from grace? 515-244-1033. OJ, I think, wins, but maybe we're not thinking of somebody. Bill Cosby's a really good one because his fame was greater than OJ's.
Michael Jackson. But I think some people are still on Michael Jackson's side, per se. I mean, O.J. Simpson is remarkable in the sense that it was this moment in time where the jury of your peers was against the rest of the world. The rest of the world convicted him in their minds, but the jury of peers didn't.
515-244-1033. Can you name a celebrity who fell so hard from grace? I think OJ's the top. Maybe Bill. I don't know. I'm not sure.
515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, this is Doug.
All right, name somebody who fell hard from grace.
Benoit.
Chris Benoit?
He was a world champion, main evented WrestleMania, had a hell of a career, and then he murdered his wife and kid and hung himself.
I mean, that's not a bad answer. That's a really good answer. I remember Chris Benoit growing up when I used to actually watch wrestling, and I, dude, appreciate you getting in, man.
Laser, who's this?
Henry.
Henry, where are you calling us from today?
Des Moines.
All right, Henry. Who had a hard fall from grace?
Pee-wee Herman.
Pee-wee Herman.
Not bad.
I forgot about Pee-wee Herman.
Not bad.
He fell, and then he came back. We liked him at the end there, Wicket.
Mm-hmm.
Doing all the Pee-wee Herman movies. Guy was the limit.
But he had Pee-wee's Playhouse, he had Big Top Pee-wee, he had Pee-wee's Big Adventure, but then he did the whole movie theater thing where he was pleasuring himself, and then his career kind of came back. He was in Blow, and he did a bunch of other stuff.
How many years it was until Blow came out, though?
Yeah, it's a good point. Hey, that's a great answer, Henry. Appreciate you, bud.
We embraced, as a society, we embraced him again.
Yeah. Laser, who's this?
This is Olivia.
Olivia, where are you calling us from today?
Calling from Bondurant.
All right, Olivia, who had a hard fall from grace?
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Kevin Spacey also up on our Facebook page.
Good answer. Kevin Spacey was one of my absolute favorite actors. He was great in everything. And then we find out what he did to some young people early in their careers.
Yeah, he's some things I can't say on the radio.
Do you think, I have a question, because we're talking about some people who had rehabilitation and came back. Does Kevin Spacey ever get back?
Not from that.
Yeah. And I think that on the Facebook page, a lot of people that did have an epic comeback are listed. Like Lindsay Lohan. She's had a great comeback.
Has she?
Yeah. She's all over all the chick channels.
Okay.
All the rom-coms. She's got her life back together.
Got it. Because she was part of that era where, like, you just, every time you saw Lindsay, she was high, she was drunk, she was doing something ridiculous in a club or outside of a club in Los Angeles, and we're all over here like, what is going on?
Well, and connected to her.
And she was hot, like, we always wanted to see that, too.
Connected to her, Kevin mentioned Charlie Sheen. He came up in our pre-discussion.
So Charlie Sheen was great, and then went on the Tiger sex blood therapy rant. Remember all of that? Talking about living
how
with.
How could we forget?
All of that winning. What was the show? 2.5 Men? That was the show?
Yeah. He got kicked off of that.
Never found that funny, ever. But a lot of people love that show. Does he do anything now?
Great question.
I have no idea what Charlie Sheen is doing now these days. I mean, how old is Charlie Sheen now? He's 58. All right.
Here's the latest update. Charlie Sheen is living sober and low key.
Okay. All right.
He got sober in 2018.
Good.
And he is trying to keep up with therapy and, quote, keep things tame.
Well, I mean, the dude partied hard in the 80s and 90s. We know that.
On a serious note, he's battling, quote, borderline dementia.
Okay. So, got it.
That could be an explanation for some of his antics.
I'm guessing we won't see him do a whole lot of work, you know, as we did before. But, man, Charlie Sheen, back in those days, Platoon, Boys Next Door, Major League. That is what probably his best. Young Guns was great. I loved Hot Shots, the spoof of the Top Gun movies. I love that dude. But yeah, after the whole Tiger Blood thing, it got weird for Charlie Sheen. 515-244-1033. We lost O.J. Simpson yesterday. Dude might hold the crown, but name a celebrity who fell hard from grace. 515-244-1033. Call or text, or it's up on Facebook, Twitter, and Threads at Laser1033.
The Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Sarah from Des Moines.
Sarah, name a celebrity who fell hard from grace.
Tanya Harding.
Yes, Tanya Harding.
Was Tanya?
Every little kid watching figure skating wanted to be her, and then it was kind of like Twilight. The kids, you know, the kids from a few years ago who picked their
team Jacob and team Edward.
Yeah,
why do I know
their
that
team? So I know you know it.
Why do I know that and you don't?
That's hilarious.
Oh my God.
But you know, a lot of people in their minds, they were rooting for Nancy or they were rooting for Tanya, and then
she clubbed Nancy.
Oh.
Jeff Galooly clubbed Nancy. And then it was over. And if you rooted for Tanya, did you ever see I, Tanya, the movie with Margot Robbie?
I want to. Didn't.
It's really good. Because Margot Robbie's great in everything she does.
I love Margot Robbie.
Right.
Yeah. She hasn't done anything to upset us at all.
And you know where that clubbing happened, by the way? Detroit, my hometown. Of course it did.
Of course it did.
Thank you for calling. I had forgotten about that one.
You're welcome.
515-244-1033, also up on Facebook at Laser1033. Talking about the roller coaster ride when celebrities,
big time
peaking
celebs
in their
yes
career, fall from grace. Matt Lauer on Facebook.
Good one.
Matt Lauer.
Good
yes
one.
No one had a negative thing to say about Matt Lauer
no
until everybody who worked with him started speaking.
Did you watch the Netflix documentary Surviving R. Kelly?
No.
Oh my God. Go watch it. And then we started watching season two because my wife was so into it. R. Kelly, maybe the biggest R&B singer in history in terms of records sold and what he did in the 90s and the early 2000s. But the way he abused girls, young girls, like Aaliyah, who he was allegedly married to when she was like 15 years old or whatever. It's incredible. He's in jail, or he should be, and he will be for a very long time. But that guy was on the top of the music world.
Patricia on Facebook calling out R. Kelly. Thank you for
good
posting
one
that.
Yeah.
515-244-1033. Also right there on Facebook at Laser1033.
515-244-1033. Laser, who's this?
Hey, this is Danny from Monroe. How about that Jared from Subway?
Oh, good one. I mean, Jared wasn't as big a celebrity as the other names that we're discussing.
Right.
But he did lose it all.
But you know who Jared from Subway
exactly
is.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. You know, that's a great answer.
Because you know what? When he lost, remember the first commercial when we saw him lose like 500 pounds?
We were so proud of him.
Yeah,
we're like,
yeah,
I'm going to go eat $5 footlongs and I'm going to lose all that weight because of that guy.
We related to him. He showed us a path that we could follow.
He wasn't necessarily attractive. He was kind of
try to find a $5 footlong.
Yeah, well, you can't do that. You also can't find Jared from Subway.
No.
Isn't he still in jail for child porn?
Is
Jared from Subway still in? I'm going with incarcerated. That's what I'm going to.
I'm looking it up. Federal prison.
Yeah. Nailed it. All right. Ding, ding, ding.
Thanks for calling, man.
You betcha.
Laser, who's this?
Yeah, this is James.
Name a celebrity who fell hard from grace.
Johnny Depp, with the whole Amber Heard trial
I feel like Amber Heard.
Amber Heard lost.
Lost more than him.
And they're bringing. He's going to do another Pirates movie.
Johnny Depp was getting phone numbers from his legal team, supposedly. In that case, yeah, I think Amber Heard was the loser.
Yeah,
there.
Depp got dragged through the mud, but I think most people
sided with him
because she didn't. Or something like that.
You know. Well, thank you for calling.
You rock, James. Thanks, man. Let's go to Tyler. Where are you at, Tyler?
I'm at work.
All right. Name a celebrity who fell hard from grace.
More recently, I'd say P. Diddy.
Yeah. Diddy was a mogul in the hip-hop world, entertainment world, and now there's this trafficking stuff linked to him, drugs and people. I know we don't talk a lot of hip-hop on this station, but I believe that that story is still brewing, and it could get really, really bad. I mean, that dude's worth a couple of $1 billion. Like, he's,
yeah, he messed up big time.
He did mess up. If it's true, allegedly.
Allegedly, yes.
Well, yeah, the question is, did he do it?
Get out of here.
Did he did it. Did he did it.
Next with Heather and Wicket.
80-35 tickets. A chance to win. So far, still.
No lineup.
The mystery box of tickets.
And it's tulip time.
Morning Brews in 9 minutes.
By Wicked.
What's going on in Knoxville?
Mornings on Laser 103.3.
Everything that rocks, Laser 103.3. When O.J. Simpson passes away, it's hard to figure out what to say.
Yeah, and there's everybody that's our age can go back to where they were in 94 when the chase was going on and the trial. And you think just about the magnitude, because we're old enough to know O.J., how great he was as the actor and the celebrity. Our older listeners would know him as a football player when he was with the Bills and the Niners and USC in the 60s. And he had the entire country captivated. Like, he was an icon. And then it just all came crumbling down.
But this welter of feelings when someone like this passes begs the question, up on Facebook, name a celebrity who has fallen hard from grace.
Larry, call from going.
All right, Larry, give us a celeb who fell hard from grace.
Joe Paterno.
That is so right, because of what was the guy's name? Who was
Sandusky
the
or something
yeah,
like
Jerry
that?
Yeah, because of what Jerry Sandusky did,
yeah.
Paterno had to. Sandusky was a coach for Joe Pa at Penn State,
yeah.
the legendary football coach. And for 40 years, we found out that Sandusky abused boys. And Paterno was the head coach, so obviously he had to know what was going on. As soon as he got done coaching, because eventually he had to resign off the position once the whole Sandusky trial was going down, Joe Pa died shortly after. Like, mm-hmm. Football was keeping him alive. And when he had to quit, and his legacy, like, now you don't think of Joe Paterno the way you did before the Sandusky trial.
No, they tore the whole college down.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Basically the whole Joe Pa's incredible history, one of the greats of all time, is basically erased from the history of Happy Valley.
Yep.
Good answer, man. Joe Pa, great answer. Thank you, buddy.
All right, have a good day.
Laser, who's this?
Mary.
Mary, name a celebrity who fell hard from grace.
I can't remember her name, but that lady got wrapped up in that whole Nexium thing, the lady from Smallville.
I don't know that one.
Well, I'm going to Google lady from Smallville.
Allison Mack?
Yep.
I've never even heard of her.
I've heard the name. I don't know the story. So I apologize for not knowing that one.
She got wrapped up in that whole...
She admitted racketeering and conspiracy charges. She was connected to a cult leader whose crimes included forcing women to be his sex slaves.
I would be such a good cult leader in comparison to some of these other ones.
Oh my God.
I would never enslave people. I would just be like, come hang out with me, listen to rock, drink some bang, have some confluence.
You should start a dog cult.
I know.
Cult.
No.
I'm telling
you. Why are you enabling this?
Yesterday... I asserted that I would be a good ruler of the world.
No!
And perhaps it should start with a cult.
No!
Yes, your own puppy cult.
Mary's in. I mean, many religions started with a Mary Wicket.
This is a terrible idea.
Thank you for calling and following, Mary.
You're welcome.
515-244-1033. Name a celebrity who fell from grace hard.
the Laser. 515-244-1033.
Laser, who's this?
Hey, Wicked, it's Keith.
What celebrity fell hard from grace?
Oh, man, I would say Will Smith.
I mean, has he done anything since? Did he get kicked out of SAG?
Somebody already obviously said OJ.
Well, yeah, right. OJ's the inspiration for this.
Yeah. I knew it.
Wicked and spent like an hour talking about how many of Will Smith's movies we love yesterday.
Yeah.
We were just chatting about
that. That's so weird. But he's never going to be nominated for an Oscar. Not that Will Smith probably ever does get in a lot of Oscar nominations, but like he's been booted from being nominated by the Academy. I don't think he's allowed to go to the Oscars for a decade.
That's fair enough.
Chris Rock's face, maybe not so much, but later.
Yeah, absolutely.
Laser, who's this?
Come on, from Des Moines.
All right. Give us a celebrity who fell from grace.
Jim and Tammy Faye Baker.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good one. I didn't even think about them. They were essentially like the catfishes before there was catfish, though, Wicked. I mean, indicted on mail fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy, 45 years in federal prison.
Televangelists, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. If you have never heard of them, your grandma has and might have sent them $5.
Probably, yeah. It's a good point. We appreciate you getting in. Good answers, man.
All right, man. No problem.
Laser, hello. Who's this?
Chucky.
Name a celebrity who fell from grace.
Well, and I'm a little late getting to the party here today, so I don't know if somebody already said this, but I got two of them, Pete Rose and Tanya Harding.
Tanya was said, and
we had
that was
Tanya.
A good pull, but not Pete Rose yet.
Pete Rose, in my opinion, should be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but he will never, ever be in the Hall of Fame because he bet on baseball.
Yep.
And man, oh man, does it feel like Shohei Ohtani's going down that road right now.
I know.
Yeah.
Poor boy. Oh, yeah, somebody stole $14
million. Yeah, yeah, that's just ironic.
Chucky, you know who wasn't mentioned yet, and I'm surprised? Tiger Woods.
Tiger, he done his own little thing there for a while, but he come back out of it.
But Tiger didn't, again, Tiger's like, we talked about Pee Wee Herman
right.
had the movie theater thing.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Tiger didn't necessarily do anything illegal, he just cheated on his wife with multiple women, including like restaurant employees.
He didn't just cheat on his wife. He left one of the greatest female specimens of our generation.
You know what? When you cheat on a Swedish supermodel, that's a crime. That should be a crime.
Thank
for
you.
Sure.
You're
yeah.
Okay.
You're going to the electric chair, buddy.
But like we found out about that and his pill popping and then the car accident, but then he came back and he won another major, and it was like redemption arc.
You have to pop pills, though, to think that
I can
anything
do better.
Is a better idea
than
Elin.
Just Google Elin Nordegren and her twin sister. Oh, my God.
You know, she did win in the end, though, of that. If you do Google her, because I haven't looked her up in a very long time, she's with NFL player Jordan Cameron, former NFL player, and she got $100 million from the divorce.
That worked out pretty well. Yeah, you know what?
She should probably send Tiger a fruit basket. Thanks for cheating on me. Good move.
OJ passed yesterday. Name a celebrity who fell hard from grace. OJ is on the Mount Rushmore of this stuff, by the way. 515-244-1033. Mike Vick coming in on the text line. You can also text 515-244-1033. There's a Martha Stewart on the text line. And then Aaron Hernandez, who was a great tight end for the Patriots and went murder. He killed someone.
Mm-hmm. You know,
it's a great 30 for 30 doc on him, too, by the way.
It's not murder, but if we're going to bring Martha Stewart into the conversation.
She didn't kill anybody.
And she did have a roller coaster arc. I mean, she's back on television.
Yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
We got to put Lance Armstrong in there.
It's a good one. Lance was considered the greatest athlete of all time.
American hero.
Like when you win seven Tour de France races, you're up there with who's the greatest athlete ever, like Michael Jordan conversation. That's what you were talking about. Then we find out he was doping the whole time, and it's like, yeah, he's fallen hard from grace. Didn't hurt anybody, but just was a giant lie.
Well, you know what happened?
It's a good answer.
With that, he was too busy practicing on his bicycle to watch Saved by the Bell. He didn't realize there was no hope with dope, Wicket.